This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting from Oahu, thanks to the people at iHeartMedia. I am ensconced in their beautiful studios. John Matthews, the PD for KHVH, and Jamie Hyatt, the Senior VP of Programming. Hats off, guys. Thanks. Big shout out. And also Jamie Hartnett. She is the woman behind the muscle of the Hawaii Association of Broadcasters. I'm here speaking at their state convention. I'm their keynote speaker tomorrow at the luncheon. I'll be talking about my story of surviving and thriving in media. It's all about the free lunches. That's how you get paid. It's all about the food, and they have great food in Hawaii, I have to say. Best avocados I've ever had in my life. People think Mexico. They think California. No, 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 no. I've always thought this, but it just was once again brought to my attention when I had some yesterday. The best avocados in the world, I think, are in Hawaii, and I don't know if it's the volcanic soil or what it is, but I think they're phenomenal. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, joins us now. He's in our virtual green room, not in Hawaii. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. You know, you take all the tough assignments. I got to give it to you. Yep.
Yeah, it was very tough. Tough to say yes to that, right? I get to talk about myself, and I get some free lunches and everything else in between. So there you go.
Good for you.
Hey, speaking of talking about themselves, Joe Biden, who you worked with in Congress, we know he's running for president, and he started to take some flack for the whole Anita Hill thing. Tons of opinion pieces out there, and even Anita Hill herself reacted and said she doesn't truly accept the apology from Joe Biden for everything that she went through during the Clarence Thomas hearings, you know, for him to become the next Supreme Court justice many decades ago. What do you think about that? Does that hurt him?
I don't think in the long run it does, because actually, I mean, I know the history of this, and, you know, Biden had asked for certain things, and he didn't want to just make charges without knowing certain information, and then he was accused, of course, Kate, of not bringing in other witnesses, et cetera, although there were, you know, witnesses during the testimony. I think that this is kind of news for a lot of people, that they don't realize that he was ever criticized for it. You know, so it's coming forth, but I just don't think at the end that this will be an issue. There may be other issues that may affect positive or negative his campaign, but I don't think this one is going to be you know, the end of it, because there's so much controversy to Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas anyway, and so long ago.
Yeah, it's true. So long ago. All right, there's some controversy here, too, and you and I talked about this. Otto Warmbier, of course, the story of the kid, 17 months in a North Korean prison camp, and the story breaks that the U.S. paid $2 million, or they got billed $2 million from the North Koreans for his treatment, and apparently they said the Trump administration, do whatever you have to do to get him back. He comes back in June of 2017. He died 6 days later, terrible tragedy. What do you make of that story?
Well, it is. There's no question about it that the North Koreans led to the death and murdered Otto Warmbier. No question about it, in the condition he was in. And to add insult to injury, of course, that they held us hostage for the money. North Korea, you know, it's activities in the last month too, Kim Jong-un is starting to look like the entire deal is falling apart. So this information doesn't cast them in a good light. And instead of being more sensitive to it, I think North Korea is just continuing to do other things, saying the Secretary of State is not mature and threatening to do, you know, military action, meeting with Putin, et cetera. So I think this combined combined with the actions of Kim Jong-un, unfortunately, has made this deal go on the back burner, which I didn't think would happen. I thought this was going to make it.
No, I thought so, too. All right, we're speaking with Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News. So he joins us, as he often does, here on the show, talking about what's coming out of Washington, D.C., and how it affects all of us. Here's something that would affect all of us. How about the president halting plans for offshore drilling? I was surprised when I just saw that headline. What's the details on that?
Well, you know, it is a surprising headline. You know, the Trump administration puts offshore drilling plan on hold, and of course there was a setback in the court, and they're postponing their plan. They were going to greatly expand the oil and gas drilling off of our coast. This has been an argument, of course, Kate, for years about, you know, drilling off coast, but there's a court decision. And they're going to appeal the decision, and a resolution could be a long way off because it's a legal matter, and it'll involve where new oil leases will eventually go. So I don't think it's something they just sort of said, gee, we want to do this. I think it's the fact of the court process in this.
Yeah, there you go. It is about the courts. All right, the court of public opinion. The Japanese prime minister is going to be in Washington. In fact, he's already there. He's going to have lots of conversations with the president, apparently, and maybe even some golf, I understand. And it's an interesting time for Japan because we're talking about, you know, what the president wants is bilateral free trade agreements that, you know, Tokyo has long resisted. So they're talking about threats to impose tariffs on Japanese automobiles. This is a big meeting for the prime minister, and I think for the president, frankly, too, at the White House.
I think it is, you know, for Prime Minister Shinzo, and he's going to, you know, obviously have some issues that are out there. We've embarked on this trade war with China, and of course we've went after, we meaning Trump administration, after Canada, after Mexico. So I think, you know, Japan's wanting to know where they stand, you know, in this, because President Trump really sort of hasn't left many countries untouched. Of course, we have a great relationship with Japan, but again, we are in still, Kate, the highest deficit recently in the trade war. We're still losing. So we'll see, you know, about the talks, but I think they'll be important.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the biggest thing I'm going to ask you. Are you a big fan of Amazon? Guess what? Supposedly, there's going to be one-day delivery. If you pay $118 to be a Prime member, Bob Ney, you can get things immediately, practically, to your doorstep.
Well, Kate, number one, this whole drone thing, this is going to be scary. Number two, I'm old. Alan Ratner and I both agreed at Passover. We're very old. And so I'm not really even good at anything online. You know, and I'd probably get my credit card all messed up. So I'm just going to walk down to the stores. I mean, I buy things off Amazon. But I'm in no rush to get anything these days.
All right. I love it. Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
He says he's old. And he's not worried about getting his stuff delivered to him in one day. The rest of America would like to have that one-day delivery. Just drive around your neighborhood and see how much Amazon just has taken over the world. I'm serious. If you do a couple of loops, you'll see those boxes everywhere. All right, hang with us. Broadcasting live from Oahu. Talking odds and ends next on The Flip Side.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Music to me. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Honolulu, and I am in the iHeart studios. Thanks to the gang for setting us up here so we could do this show that way. Duke Kahanamoku, I think it is how you say it, is a famous surfing legend in this region. He was a native Hawaiian competitive swimmer. He popularized the sport of surfing. Because I noticed everywhere I went, there's surfboards up and down the beach, you know, everywhere outside of the beach, and these famous ABC stores they have where you can get everything under the sun, including surfboards. Seriously, and they're really big stores. But anyway, he popularized surfing. So that's why here in Honolulu, when especially the whole Diamond Head area, Waikiki, you know, Waikiki Beach, it is incredibly popular, and you know, it became the Kingdom of Hawaii, became Surf World. He was a 5-time Olympic medalist in swimming, and he was a beach volleyball player, a businessman, an actor. I mean, you know, this guy, everybody knows who he is. The Duke, the Big Kahuna. That's why I fumbled his name. He's the Big Kahuna. That's what everybody calls him. So North Shore in the winter is the place to be. And I just, you know, think that's interesting. The history here is so incredibly interesting. I mean, Duke died back in the late 60s, but his legend lives on. There's statues of him absolutely all over Honolulu. So just a little slice of what I'm seeing here. This segment is Odds and Ends, and in Odds and Ends there's some interesting things that are happening, including what I mentioned to Bob Ney, that I do think Jeff Bezos is just trying to, I think he's taking over the earth. I do. I think he's just trying to, he does what he's trying to do. And why is he doing that? Because he's smart. He's always one step ahead. a lot of companies are doing these deliveries, you know, online, etc. And he is trying to give you more bang for your buck, frankly, for the whole Prime membership thing. If you can get stuff in one day and it's cheaper, more and more people, you know, absolutely are, they're going to do that. They're going to look for the deals, and they want to have the stuff get to them quickly. And this is the other part of this whole thing. I was just reading this today. In fact, my husband, who's with me, is a content junkie too. He's a news junkie, and he sends me things that he sees. And he sent me something actually the other day about this, and it's all over the place. But all Kohl's stores are going to be able to accept your Amazon returns, so it's free. You don't even have to package them up. Are you kidding me? So I get a pan, and I decide, you know what? I don't like this wok. I don't want to use it. It's not going to work. I'm sorry, Amazon. I'm just going to go up the street to my Kohl's, and I'm going to say, here, take this back. And that's what they do. So it already is pretty easy to return them, but now you don't even have to worry about anything. You basically go in, they accept your return, that's it. And if you think of Kohl's, so smart of them, right, because of the whole brick-and-mortar thing that's happening in retail, it's going down the drain. But over 1,000 locations where you could take your stuff and just hand it over, ugh, crazy. All right, sad story today. As I was here in Honolulu, I was on the beach and I was thinking about these people. We talk about weather all the time. I mean, in fact, Mother Nature often is a big part of what we talk about on this show. But severe weather smashed into the southern part of the United States, and there were some tornadoes that had massive damage in Texas and Louisiana. But the sad part is it's always about human life, right? I say that. 5 people died. So the National Weather Service issued tornado and severe thunderstorm watches for Mississippi, a large swath of Louisiana. And these severe thunderstorms are capable of incredible winds, large hail, tornadoes, all that kind of stuff. And they say likely into deep into Thursday night. So here we are, folks, over the deep south and the northern Gulf Coast. And I left, just as a quick aside, I left Dallas when it was raining more than cats and dogs. There was a flood throughout our driveway and in our neighborhood. And there are 2 airports. Well, there's little airports too, but the 2 main airports in the DFW area are the DFW airport, the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, and then a place called Love Field. A lot of Southwest flights leave out of there, and one of their garages was flooded. So if your car was there, you're on a plane going somewhere, maybe that vacation you saved up for with your family, and whoops, unfortunately, there was a flood that just slammed into that that airport parking garage, because it was like nonstop rain. It was crazy. I couldn't believe how much rain we had right before we left. I saw, speaking of interesting and a little bit different, I saw a story on CBS today about the scientists in China that might have created a new kind of monkey, and with it, another ethical dilemma. You know, we talk about cloning and things that we use to survive and thrive longer. Well, researchers inserted a human brain gene into monkeys in an experiment with the potential to cross the wires of human and animal intelligence. So they had this study that came out last month, and nobody really noticed it except for people in the science realm. And then it got out and circulated a little bit more. And they call it the first attempt to interrogate, is the word they use, the genetic basis of human brain origin using this monkey model. And the value of the use of non-human primates in understanding human unique techniques, they say. And they had 11 monkeys in this. What they basically did is they put this human gene. I'm no scientist, but I'm going to break it down for you. They took this human gene, which is crucial for your brain development and mine, into 11 monkey embryos through this virus that carried the gene. Are you following me? I'm trying to make this really easy. 6 of the monkeys died. The other 5, though, apparently had massive strides in their cognitive functions. So it's scary, interesting, good. I don't know. And this is, you know, these primates, they've done these similar studies, I guess, at the University of Colorado. So when you're a scientist and you're messing around with genes and you're melding them in a lot of different directions, you get into kind of creepy but interesting territory, right? And they may be onto something. I'm not sure. Could be onto something that might be helpful if it develops a little bit further. What does it mean for our brain functions? I don't know. Or is it better toward what's happening with the primates used primarily there, you know, where it does something to enhance their brain capacity, you know, et cetera. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff. You know, something else that's pretty interesting that popped up on what I would call odds and ends, and this is a segment I do because there's so much great info out there that you and I could talk about over a cup of coffee or tea or whatever, and we don't ever get to it, right? And it fascinates me, and I know some of this fascinates you because you've written to me and told me that in your various emails when I dive into the mailbag. Here's one for you. Notre Dame had such impact on the people in France and other billionaires that they ran to donate a ton of money. So now they're saying the reconstruction of Notre Dame, they're saying, French economists are saying, that they might be getting too much money. They're saying that the rebuilding efforts will cost between $330 million and $670 million, not including tax, but they're getting more money than they need. Depending on the estimate, they're getting between $835 million and more than $1 billion in donations. They've been pledged most of the money coming from some of the wealthiest families in France. And one of them, the luxury goods billionaire, François-Henri Binault, said he would contribute $112 million. And then one of his competitors also upped the ante. So this is what it is. It's kind of a status thing, I guess, in France. I got money. We're going to donate this money. But it's so crazy because Paris is a capital city with almost 30,000 homeless people. You know, I saw a tent city, a tent city in Honolulu. Nowhere near 30,000 homeless people, not even close with what they have in Paris. So, you know, only wealthy people can live near some of these cultural treasures. Why don't they try to help out the homeless people and do something to help them build some kind of centers if they're getting that kind of money, too much money for Notre Dame? I don't know. I think it's a little bit of a dilemma. I say funnel that money in other directions to help the people who are struggling. How about that? Let it dip over to them, those that live in tents near Notre Dame. When we come back, we're talking some sports.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Lots of new reaction to Joe Biden jumping into the 2020 race as the 20th Democratic candidate. President Trump telling Hannity on Fox News, Biden not the brightest bulb in the group. And on Twitter saying, welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. Liberal Joy Behar from ABC's The View says she's moved by Biden's announcement video.
That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
The former vice president saying he's running in a pre-recorded message. Listen.
I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are, and I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time to
invade the band, yay!
I'm ready to go. No matter what the situation is, I'm a winner. I love the game, and you know, one thing they'll get out of me is I'm gonna go hard every time I touch the field.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma.
How about that? So no surprise, I think, that Kyler Murray, as we are in the man cave, we got all kinds of chips and goodies, of course, if we're in the man cave, whether we're in Honolulu or we're in the main land somewhere, it's all the same because we're talking about NFL rules and who gets picked. And Kyler Murray, the stud from Oklahoma with the incredible arm, 5'10", 207 pounds, but he can throw all day long. He is an aggressive playmaker. And like I said, that strong arm, quick release, I think this is a great pick for for number one in the draft. I think that was a no-brainer for that to happen. So, smart pick of the Cardinals, and they need some help. So he's accurate. Again, he can throw off balance, and this was a smart move. And we certainly have seen the lineage from Oklahoma. in the draft over the last decade or so what happens to those players. And quarterbacks, I still think, are at a premium. Nick Bosa was number two out of Ohio State, the defensive end. He went to San Francisco. That was smart. They needed some help on the defense, and he was the best. You know, do you take the best player in the draft? That's the argument. Here's what we need. Do we take the best player? I think you always go with the best player, by the way. But that was a smart move on their part. And then from Alabama, Quinnen Williams went number three. He goes to the Jets, the defensive tackle. I'll just give you a couple of more. You got Farrell from Clemson, who was part of that incredible defensive crew there. He went fourth, and think of them winning a title, a national title. Devin White out of LSU, just amazing, goes to Tampa Bay. And they needed linebacker help. That was smart. And here's a big one for you, because I know we got some New Yorkers, or at least Giant fans, and they're wondering about what happens with Eli Manning, who's his replacement, because last year in the draft, Saquon Barkley was chosen, which was smart, and he proved to be one of the best things to watch all season long in a lousy season for the Giants last year. But Daniel Jones, the playmaker, in his own right out of Duke, is the quarterback that's waiting in the wings. And then you got Josh Allen out of Kentucky. He goes to the Panthers, and, you know, offensive linebacker, lot of reasons to pick him. And that was, I think, very, very smart. Other moves that are worth mentioning, Dwayne Haskins, the quarterback from Ohio State, goes to the Redskins. He could end up being a pretty good sleeper move for them. Then you look at Dexter Lawrence from Clemson. This was just brilliant. The defensive tackle goes to the New York Giants at 17. And again, the Clemson defensive players, we knew a bunch of them would be taken at least in the top 20. And so, of course, that's what we're seeing. So the draft rolls on, but it's always a big time in the NFL when you have the draft, because you start to think about, ooh, maybe down the line, this kid could be pretty good. But, you know, here's the thing with the draft. You never know. We don't know what's going to happen with these players as they make the transition, because the speed of the game is so different from college to the pro level. That's number one. The playbook and the types of plays you have to memorize. And just making that leap from college to the pros. Of course, now with the combines and all the opportunities to see the players, it's not like a box of Cracker Jacks. You never know where you're going to get. I think you feel like you have a lot of intel, and you feel like you have a better chance at making the right move anyway. All right, so if you're hanging out with me in the man cave, because, you know, of course I hang out with guys, I'm in the man cave. My husband said when he married me, he knew, you know, I know it. You got a lot of guy friends. You meld well with men. It's no problem. So if I'm hanging out in the man cave, besides watching the NFL draft, you know, we might be paying attention to a little baseball. You have, like, the Dodgers and the Cubs. It's always fun to watch them, and this one was in Cubby territory, but the Dodgers beat the Cubs by just a run, 2-1, the final score there. I heard from my family, they were out at a Phillies game the other day, and, of course, the Phillies spent a ton of money this time around by getting Bryce Harper. And there is high hopes in that city that the Philadelphia Phillies will have a shot at a World Series. But, you know, it's still kind of the beginning of the season, enough that we're just a few weeks into this, and it's hard to make big, bad, bold predictions. But if I'm looking at the, if I jump to the National League East, the Phillies are just a half game behind the Mets. And to see the Mets in that position is very odd, because it's sort of like there's been a trading places thing happening. New York and Philly would normally be in the bottom of the East. They're on top. Atlanta and Washington would normally be on top, and they're further down. But it's pretty crowded house there in the East. Further down the line, Miami, 8-17, 5.5 games out. So they're nothing to write home about, let's put it that way. And, of course, the Dodgers in the competitive West, Arizona, San Diego, they're all knotted up at the top. And, like I said, it's too early in the season. But what I know is true is you can afford to go to a ball game because I was mentioning that I'm going to speak at the Hawaii Association of Broadcasters. I'm doing their luncheon. And as the keynote speaker, I'm talking about surviving and thriving in media, what it's like. And one thing I know is just like in the world of radio, the great promotions that happen, great promotions happen in Major League Baseball stadiums. Why? Because there's so many games. There's bobblehead night. There's the towel night. There's whatever they're giving away that they could possibly think of. And, you know, there's the sausage races. There's the dot races. There are reasons to keep people, because they're longer games, there's reasons to keep people entertained. And it's still an affordable ticket compared to going to some of these other sports like the NFL in some cities where you can't get in anyway because you have to know somebody to really have tickets or you're going to pay just an absolute fortune. I know not living too far from Jerry World, which is the Dallas Cowboys, the really good seats, they're costing you lots of money. I mean, you could fly to Hawaii on the money for the premium seats that it would cost you. And I guess you could say that about other sports too, but I think Major League Baseball, they really still are affordable because of the promotions and what they do. I know that last year for fun, there was like a dollar dog night or something, and we went and it's rare for me not to do the press pass thing, but we just did, let's just be a fan deal, and we went and got hot dogs and went out to the game, and it was really fun, and I noticed that there were lots and lots of families around, and of course, because they could afford it, and they could afford to feed everybody, that's where it can really get you when you start to get add up sodas and popcorn and everything else that you could possibly get. So I know a lot of you aren't huge stick and puck fans, but some of you are listening in the great Midwest and other areas where hockey still reigns supreme. And I guess I shouldn't assume that as we hang out here and we kind of jump around talking about various sports in the man cave. You know, in the man cave we talk about other things too, by the way, like grub. So I'll tell you that in a minute. But I was watching the Stars in the first round. We've got interested in hockey again. And so the Dallas Stars move on to the next round, and they lost to St. Louis in the opener 3-2. But apparently it was a pretty good game. And I think playoff hockey, if you ever want to just try hockey on for size, that's a good time to watch it. But you have to have an interest, I think, in the team or just feeling like you just want to watch something different if you haven't been a hockey fan. And there, people are complaining, NHL players and coaches, they're kind of split on this, but they're complaining about video review, the protocol, because they had a major penalty that played a big role in San Jose's Game 7 win over Vegas. And Vegas is a popular team. And so because of that, they're talking about these rules and that maybe they need to change the rules a little bit. That's one of the things that we definitely argue about as we're sitting around eating the chips and talking about that kind of stuff. All right, so speaking of sitting around, I mentioned at the top, avocados to me in Hawaii are the best that I've ever had. But I also think if you're grubbing and you're watching the draft, pizzas once again have to be popular. If millions and millions of pizzas are sold in the U.S. during the Super Bowl, it's not different if you're a junkie for the NFL draft. And some people watch the NFL draft because they're fantasy football fans too, and they want to kind of figure out maybe who could be a player that might be interesting to watch once we get to the fantasy side of things, maybe 3 or 4 months from now, really in September. That's when you have your drafts and stuff. Coming up next, we're going to the movies. There's a big one opening up. You might know it. Here's a hint. Iron Man.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hawaiian music. I can't get enough of it. Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. I am here on the island of Oahu in Honolulu, and I'm at the iHeart Studios. A big shout out to everybody who made that happen, including Jamie Hartnett from the Hawaii Association of Broadcasters. She runs the show. I'm here because I'm speaking at their annual convention or conference, state conference, and I'm their keynote speaker. I'm talking about surviving and thriving in the media. And boy, you know, I had to whittle down some of the stories, but I've come up with a few I think that they'll like. One of the things that we like to do is talk about the stories on the big screen. I am a huge movie freak. I'll admit it. I do. It's a way to relax. I love movies. So I would be finding a big screen somewhere to see this first movie we're going to talk about. I was stunned when I went to the last Avengers because I purposely tried to stay away from what it was about, and I didn't listen to too many conversations about it. Of course, we previewed it on the show. I went, and I was sad by the end of that. And so speaking of endings, this is three hours and a minute, and it's called Avengers Endgame. Roll that trailer, Andy.
God, seems like 1,000 years ago. I fought my way out of that cave. Became Iron Man. Realized I loved you. I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The world has changed. None of us can go back. All we can do is our best. And sometimes the best we can do.
I keep telling everybody they should move on. Some do, but not us.
Even if there's a small chance, we owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
Whatever it takes.
All right, whatever it takes. So what does that mean? The world has changed. Iron Man, Hulk, all your favorite characters, if you're a fan of the Avengers, bringing all of them back together for, I don't know, one last time? Oh, Endgame. It sounds so ominous. But not a lot of details out there. There are rumors that it is the end of Iron Man, it is the end of Captain America, but we'll see how that all plays out. Just make sure you use the restrooms before you go into the theater. Because like I said, 3 hours and a minute, and you know, if you get up, nobody's getting up. That's what I was talking about, storytelling. If it's a good story, you don't want to get up, and you're not going to, you know, excuse me, right, get out of your seat, because then you don't want to miss what's happening next. That's the whole deal. So we move from the Avengers Endgame, which is going to blow up the box office. There's no doubt. There's already sellouts, pre-sold tickets, all that kind of stuff. And I can see it in Honolulu. People are wearing shirts. They're going to the movie theaters here. J.T. LaRoy is our next flick. Check it out.
I can't believe this. I live here now.
Yeah, going up in the world. I'm proud of you.
Hey, yo, come meet my sister.
Look at this creature.
Hey, I see cool. Your soul and your smile. You guys are met.
See the celebration!
You want to keep a secret?
What's this? It's my book, J.T. LaRoy.
Who's this kid?
So J.T. is like your pen name.
More like my avatar.
The book is doing really well.
People need to see JT now. When I first saw you, I thought you'd like him.
Huh?
You've got all these cells inside of you. Explore them.
A Hollywood producer wants to make Sarah into a movie.
So good to finally meet you. JT, did you get that book I sent you?
Yeah, we loved it.
Why do you keep answering for him?
He's a deaf mute.
Establish yourself as someone else.
JT, you're here at last.
And nobody even notices.
You sound like a woman to me, but you insist you are a man. Are you really who you say you are?
Are you really who you say you are? I can't really tell. Are you a man?
You're as much a part of JT as me.
I just wanted to tell you how much your work means to me.
It's super real for some people, you know?
Untangled finally.
She doesn't want you. She wants the rights to the movie.
Every time you come back from being JT, you're a mess.
I'm writing a piece about Savannah, who looks strikingly like Mr. LaRoy.
Am
not going to do it anymore. This is because of my writing.
You're not really quitting. We're a team.
You are so manipulative.
All right, JT Leroy, a lot of star power in this. Kristen Stewart, Diane Kruger, Courtney Love, Laura Dern, among those in this flick. Could get a little buzz. It's rating so-so with Rotten Tomatoes, you know, somewhere in the 60s. And I was reading a review about it saying that some viewers might want a little more in-depth exploration of the story and the themes. We move from JT Leroy to Penguins. I think this is going to strike it big.
Antarctica. Home to the deadly leopard seal. The mighty killer whale. Steve.
Thunder, feel the thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder.
A gentleman who stands out from the crowd.
Thunder, feel the thunder. Thunder.
He's looking for love.
Just a young girl with a quick view.
He likes long walks on the beach. Fishing. And collecting rocks.
Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star.
Lucky for him, he's found his match. But when his other half leaves him alone with the kids, he discovers that being a father is more than he bargained for.
So you heard it. This penguin named Steve joining millions of fellow males in Antarctica on a spring day that's pretty icy, and they're trying to find and build a nest. That's what you do. You get a life partner, you start a family, and it's not easy, apparently. This movie on Rotten Tomatoes got a 91%. It's a nature documentary thing, 1 hour, 16 minutes. You know what you could do? You could go and see Avengers Endgame for 3 hours and a minute, then take a little break, get some more popcorn, refuel, stay in the same theater, pay the extra money. I'm not saying sneak into it. And then go see Penguins. It'd be like a whole day thing, right? But this movie will do well. And if it doesn't do well at the theaters, which I still think it'll find its audience, it would definitely do well once it gets to the streaming state. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show and all of the folks at iHeartMedia for making it possible for me to broadcast here in Honolulu. Make it count, everyone. Mahalo.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.